The internet is often held accountable for reducing the amount of time people spend with friends and family. Commentator David Weinberger says even if that's true, it's only half the story.
I'm not a tremendously sociable fellow. Like a surprising number of people in my age and socioeconomic group, I don't have a lot of friends I hang out with. I hope, it's just the nature of modern life. But then I think about my email life. Every day, I get at least one email from someone I've never met. Messages on unpredictable topics from people who, through the constant networking of the web, think I might be interested in what they're interested in. I write back, the stranger responds, and this goes on for a couple of days. Then, typically, it peters out, and sometimes we bump into each other again on the web. The exchanges are usually direct, informal, and almost always funny. Humor is becoming the format for intellectual discourse, just as dry sobriety and rigor used to be. I literally never know where my mail's going to come from. Someone in the Netherlands or Australia or South Africa read some message I posted to a discussion board on the net, or stumbled across my homepage, or was referred by a previous correspondent. That's the nature of the web, a network that gets its value from people stumbling around. And I start conversations all the time. I read about an interesting book a couple of days ago, so I found out a little more about it on the web, visited the author's homepage, and I sent her email. An hour later, her reply was in my mailbox. A couple of exchanges, and now we're allies, whose paths may well cross again. I would never have done that before the web. Or today, I heard from a stranger who thought from something I'd written that I'd be interested in an idea called pattern language. He obviously cares a lot about it, so he educated me briefly and gave me a perspective I might never have come across. Two messages, and it's over. Maybe. Yesterday, a guy came across my site and asked me to comment on his. I think I made a mistake. He probably just wanted me to say, cool site, and share his enthusiasm. Instead, I critiqued it. I haven't heard back from him, so I have no idea whether he's sulking, found my comments helpful, or now thinks I'm a moron. Maybe all three. That's part of the new global conversation, too. So what do I get out of all this time spent in email in a virtual world? Clearly stimulation, but it feels deeper than that. The world is coming unstuck in the very best of ways. We've grown up under a rigid system for managing social contacts. The people you don't know are strangers. You don't speak unless spoken to. You stay formal until you get to know one another. Not anymore. I sense a new mandate to grip every hand that's offered. This is how we, as social beings, are evolving. We're building a world that uses technology for connection, the way our souls use our bodies for awareness. It's just email. But because it's how the world is connecting, it's joyous.
David Weinberger is editor of the Journal of the Hyperlinked Organization.